This morning, I want to talk for a little while primarily to the women in the audience. And I'm going to tell you up front, that's probably a bad idea because in the past, I haven't had just a tremendous amount of success talking to women. But what can I say? Several young women recently have approached me and expressed to me that they have rarely, if ever, been encouraged to study their Bibles. Initially, that was very surprising to me. I was taken aback. And the more I thought about that, the more I considered it, the less surprising it became. The reason I say that is because young men are generally encouraged to study their Bibles primarily so that they can prepare lessons. They're not really, in my experience, encouraged to study until they announce that they have a desire to get up in the pulpit and teach the Bible. Now, first off, that isn't why men should study. That isn't why young men should study at all. Someone once told me that the pulpit should never drive you to the text. The text should drive you to the pulpit. And that's a wise saying right there. Write that down. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." It doesn't say study so that you can prepare lessons and so that you can fill a time slot. It says study to show yourself approved to God, before God. And that's something that every Christian has a responsibility to do. That's not gender specific. Every Christian has a responsibility to show themselves approved before God. So every Christian has a responsibility to study. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 says, "Always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks you about your faith." That's not gender specific. That's for men and women alike. We all need to be prepared to explain the reason why we believe what we believe, different aspects about our faith. It breaks my heart when young women tell me that they have never been encouraged to study the Bible. It breaks my heart because that's just wasted potential right there. I want to illustrate what I mean by that. 2 Timothy chapter 1, we'll read verses 3 through 5. Paul writes to Timothy, he says, "I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." 2 Timothy chapter 3, later on in the same book, verses 14 and 15, Paul, still writing to Timothy, says, "Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Timothy was a dedicated follower of God and an encouragement to the Apostle Paul because of two women. Because his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice studied, learned, and taught God's word. And I can identify with Timothy in that. I don't know where I would be without Linda Acton and Lisa Smith and the example that they set for me in studying their Bibles, not only reading their Bibles, but reading commentaries, debates, lectures, and various other things. And I know that many of you, most of you, have women in your lives who have meant the same thing to you, have had the same kind of impact on you. Well, I want to tell y'all today, y'all can have that impact on someone too. Y'all can have that same impact. Y'all can teach your children, your grandchildren, you can teach them to be dedicated followers of God. Not just your children and grandchildren, but your friends and your tertiary family as well. But if you want to do that, you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to study. You're going to have to learn what God's Word teaches so that you can teach others. The future of the church depends on your learning, illustrating through your life, and teaching God's Word. So get after it. I want to leave you with a familiar passage, Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 30. The Bible says, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised."